The executive director of SEPA, Dr. Joe Abbey, says government is justified by going back to parliament to request approval for the supplementary budget. This he attributed to the increase in the wage bill due to the implementation of the single spine salary structure and the backlog of arrears paid to contractors. Dr. Abbey was speaking on Radio Ghana's current affairs program Behind the News. He spoke to Agatha Samwa.
When you look at it, you have to ask yourself, where are the areas of spending beyond what Parliament originally had approved? That's what the supplementary budget is all about. The first thing is that the government of the day then recognizes that it needs the approval and authority of Parliament. Largely, higher spending is because of the need to clear up the arrears in respect of contractors and also in respect of the public sector wage bill, because we have to tell the workers in the civil service that the effective date of migration to the SSS will be 1st of January 2010. So anybody that migrates, there's back pay. So we have back pay issues and we have contractual payment arrears. And these have been the most important reasons why the budget deficit is now 7% of GDP instead of about 5.2 or something like that.
Doc, looking at the areas that 3 billion cities will be supporting, like floats and commitments from 2011, utility and fuel under recoveries, payment of deferred wages sector workers onto the single spine among others, do they justify the 3 billion cities?
Yes, in terms of the details that have been given last year, whatever assessment you make, the assessments also have to take into consideration the fact that some of the payments that should have been made in 2011 were postponed into 2012.
Executive Director of SEPA, Dr. Joe Abbey, talking to Agatha Samwa.